Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilul Shabbos, so we're moving on to the next klal. The next klal is actually combined again, klal Lama Beis and Lama Gimel, and the malachas which are discussed over here are the Hamafshit, Hamaabed, Bahamileach. So the next step after the process, we're now processing the animal to create hides. So the next step in the process, first the person has to capture the animal. That's malachav sod. And then the person has to kill the animal, and that's the malach of shayichet. Now the person is going to actually remove the fillet the hide off of the animal, and then process it and make it into leather, make it into cloth, etc. So the process called flaying is the malach of mafshit, removing the skin of the animal. The next malach after that is the skin, when it comes off the animal, has a lot of moisture in it. If you just leave the skin as is, with that moisture, it's going to rot. The process of ibud of the or, the tanning process, which is done to the skin of the animal, which makes it into leather, that make it useful, is to remove the moisture which is there, but leave enough of the natural oils that it should be supple and soft and smooth. So we have a process we're going to, and that process is known as ibud, the process of tanning. But together with the malach process of tanning, there's also maleach, is salting. The purpose of salting, salt draws the moisture out of the hide. So that's used in the process as well. Now, the Chayyim is counting this as two klolim, because arguably this is only two different malachas, because malach and ma'abed are really fairly similar. They're both part of the processing process of taking a hide and making it into usable leather, etc. So that's the introduction to the malacha. First few pieces in the Chayyim, the first few simonim that the Chayyim talks about, are so uncommon for us nowadays that we're going to skip them. Just the first line of the first siman we're going to do just to establish the malacha deraisa of mafshit. A mafshit min or, if a person takes, flays the animal and takes up the skin, so he's not only he's kind of, he takes up the full hide of the animal. Even if it takes up a partial amount, then it's also going to be chayiv. And the Chayyim is going to give us that amount that the person has to do to be chayiv. Assuming that we hold chatzishur is also in a Torah, and that chatzishur applies to malachas as well. So removing any amount of the hide for the purpose of making it into leather is going to be aser. But regards to being chayiv, there's a shear to be chayiv. The person has to do a certain amount. Ishmichai of the punishments for doing it. Just like we find by food, the person has to eat a kazayas to be chayiv. We pass in the chatzir also in the Torah. So a person eats a small bite of non kosher food, it's an issur d'oraisa. He did it on a Torah level. The person eats in Yom Kippur less than the amount. Chatzir also in the Torah. He's over the issur d'oraisa of eating Yom Kippur. Even though he did not eat a shear. So what does a shear do for us? If a person eats the full amount, now he's liable for punishment. If it's mazed with hasra, he'll get malchus. It's mazed without hasra, he'll be chayav koris. If it's shogeg, in certain cases he's chayav kapora. So the shear to be chayav, there are certain shiurim, certain malachas require a certain amount, which is a quantity, not even a quality, a quantity where it was affected. So we have a result which is significant. So that's enough to be chayav. So the shear for achila, for example, is a kazayas. A person eats less than a kazayas. He did an issur d'oraisa, the way we pass the gebrechon, chatzishur also ben Torah. He doesn't get malchus for it. He doesn't get an einish for it. Same thing is true by Shabbos. Now, there is a discussion that if you remember, that we discussed that maybe we should look at malachas or not about it. Maybe chatzishur only applies to malachas which have to do with eating, or isurim which have to do with eating. But someone who doesn't have to do directly with eating, maybe there's only the chatzis shir. The bir halacha comes out that there is a halacha of chatzis shir. So a mashim in or kerelasis kameya chay. The person removes a certain amount of leather to plan to use to make a kameya. So the way Rashi explains in the Gemara, to make the kameya means they would take a certain small piece of leather.